This week in Palestine, Israeli occupation forces closed the West Bank and Gaza Strip to celebrate the 15th of May, 1948, the day the State of Israel was created. The day is known throughout Palestine as Al-Nakhba, the catastrophe. Fatah lost many seats to Hamas in the second phase municipal elections, and the Israeli police attacked Palestinian Muslims at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Also this week, the Israeli government issued confiscation orders for 770 more dunams of land in the Beit Lahem area and continued taking Palestinians to Israeli prisons. Joining us from Nablus today is Ghassan Khadr, brother of political prisoner and Palestinian Legislative Council member Hossam Khadr. Welcome to the show, Ghassan. Can you begin by giving us a few details about the situation with Hossam?
Hossam case is complicated case, I guess, you know, because he is just in Israeli jails. Because Hossam, he stayed 90 days under interrogation, he say nothing. And there is really nothing against him. Just something the Israeli said he do this and he do that without any improvement or anything from him or other persons. But even this, even though he is still in jail since 2 years and 4 months now. This is the 12 court happening with Hossam. His lawyer said, if Hossam in other place, he should be free directly after the 90 days. Now we are trying to do our best to help Hossam and other Palestinian prisoners. We made a new petition. Also, we are in keeping in touch with the IPU, International Parliament Union, and they will send observer to his next court, to see what's going on. And I want to say something important. Hossam goes to military court. Even in law, it's not allowed to create like military courts and judge people there because there is an unfair courts.
To sign the petition, click on Hossam Khadr's photo on PNN, www.palestinenet.org/English. The Israeli military court has postponed the trial 12 times and has not imposed a sentence.
No, nothing. Just like 5 times they bring Israelian from Shin Bet. They said that this is a secret court. It takes like 5 hours. They are listening to the Israelian. Hossam, he deny all the causes, every time. And they said, we have in our mind, that Hossam is guilty. And Hossam, he said, I am not guilty. I am politician man. I am work in politics. I am not involved in any, military attacks or something. Also, this court, this is something important. Even Hossam lawyer couldn't see the secret materials. So how he can work in his case, you don't know.
This week, Sharon said he would release 400 Palestinians and then reneged, playing his familiar game by saying that President Abbas must do more to stop the resistance, without mentioning that the Israelis have yet to honor the truce, and once again, putting the onus of occupation on the occupied.
First, this morning, I was in the Red Cross here in Nablus. Two fathers came and said tonight special forces or soldiers came to our houses in Nablus and arrested two guys. They are 19, 18 years old. Also about the 400 prisoners, we have more than 7,000 political prisoners. in the Israeli jails. Even if they allow to 400 to be free, it's not enough. Must be all free. Even though Yani Sharon, he stopped this and he said no one can be free, even the 400. This is Yani make the situation more complicated for our new leadership, for our Yani authority, and for families. You know, there is Hudna now, there is everything. Palestinians do everything to go out this circle, violence of circle. But the Israelians, they do nothing until now. And I am talking especially about the prisoners file, because it's really, it's important, and it's like hot file, you know. Most the families have someone in jail, and they don't want their sons to spend their lives inside jails. I guess the American can do something, because Abbas, in the end of this month, he will go to USA to meet Mr. Bush. So they have to do some pressure, especially in this file, prisoners file, to make Sharon release the 400 prisoners and more in the future.
The release in February of 500 Palestinian prisoners was considered a PR move, as they were at the end of their sentences anyway, and most were under administrative detention, meaning no charge or trial. How do you react to such an obvious show on the part of the Israelis?
For me, I know the truth, I know the reality. But the problem is front of the world, of other people. Maybe they can believe this play, let me say. Sure, it's not enough. And all of us know the 500, most of them have a few days, and they will finish their period. It's not enough 500 to be released, and I want to ask our Palestinian authority to next time to not allow to the Israelian to choose the names or whose people we want to let them free, because actually the Israelian do the same, they choose the people who just spend most the period of their time. But at the same time, there is thousands of prisoners still in jails, most of them sick, and got long period of time. So it is important to cooperate with this. I mean, it's important for us to share the Israelian, to put names from our side, because everyone in the Palestinian street know the reality. So people, they want something real, something good. They want to feel there is change coming on the road.
What about this Hudna that you mentioned, when the Israelis are still killing Palestinians, approximately 25 since it was declared at February Sharm el-Sheikh summit? Why is no one talking about this reality? Even the PA spent a great deal of its international airtime discussing internal security reform.
Why no one talking? Because I guess there is, by major policy, it's not fear in especially from USA, when they are looking to our conflict here. Always, if we did something, they talk about the Palestinian. But when the Israelians do many things like this, killed 25 person since Sharm el-Sheikh until now, they closed their eyes. So this is something bad, and we have to change it. Also, our president, Mahmoud Abbas, I think he has to learn from the past. He has to create a new strategy for working with this, like make conferences and talk about any things Israelian do. Yani by himself go and talk even in English in front of all the world that we create Hudna and we don't attack or do anything, but even this the Israelis still arrested and killing people. You know, last week what happened near Ramallah, two guys were killed in demonstration. You know, even the people, they don't throw stones in this demonstration, but they killed two guys.
Can you return to Hussam's case and talk about some of the strategies you're using to get him released?
So, you know, Hussam Khadr, he is a member in the Palestinian parliament. Our strategy, we try to work hard, you know. In our interior, in Palestine and outside Palestine, to show the people what happened with Hussam, how much Hussam is suffering during 90 days. He stayed under interrogation, no medicine, no lawyers, even the Red Cross cannot see him. He lost 19 kilograms from his weight, all of this. So our strategy, we want to show the people this, because Hussam, he's for us just one example about 7,000 Palestinian prisoners. Here we have contact with the Palestinian Authority, let me say, with some good people in Palestinian Authority, not everyone. We update them, we talk to them about Hussam case, and they have to do something. Also, outside, we work with many parliament people and many parliaments, in the world, also with the IBU, as I told you. So we have this petition, and people sign this petition now. Also, they will send the IBU observer to the next trail. This is for us, it's very very important.
He was not only tortured and denied medical treatment, but was held in solitary confinement, and no one, including journalists, could attend his trial.
For us, it's very difficult, especially in Hussam case, because it's complicated case, really. You know, some people was involved from the PA in Hussam case, and also the Israelians, they don't want Hussam to be out or free. Also, even in his trial, the first 1 year, there was no one can go to Hussam trail. Any journalist, any people to go there. They put him really in isolated situation. At the same time, Hussam, he is PLC, member. He is elected from people. And if they want to make a trail, it must be like general trail. Anyone, any journalist can go and see what's going on.
Thank you, Hassan Khadr, for joining us from Nablus this afternoon. Reporting from Occupied Palestine, I'm Kristen S.